Hello. So, I've just booed about bullying and Red Balloon. So now I'm going to kind of go on the same subject, but it's a minor rant. And I've recently become an addictive tweeter. Yes, I'm afraid to say that I've become compelled to look at these little menus as they refresh themselves and more people add more and more babbling to their list of babbles, and some of them may be entertaining, but do I really need to know what flavour milkshake you're having? Really? Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's me really. I'm a bit of a social network in me. But what I noticed was I've recently become involved in sort of a fan group online, and they are collectively known as Lovartics. I don't know whether that's meant to be Lovatics or in my accent it's Lovartics, but it's all based around Demi Lovato, who's she's a tween superstar. She's done camp rock and all of that, and she sings a bit and stuff. And they are a group of mostly teenage girls who really admire Demi. So I thought, okay. Let's look into this a bit more, because surely these teenage girls can't be that addicted to camp rock, which target market is about 8 to 11, really. So I googled it, and Demi Lovato has been through a hell of a lot, which I can relate to, people can relate to, everyone can relate to. She's been bullied really badly. She's had an eating disorder. She's had issues with self-harm. She's just, she's just had it all really. She's had a really tough time, and she's now spreading the word, and that these things can be conquered. And she got help, and now she's fine. And these Lovartics are kind of fans of hers that have been through the same issues. And they really admire her, and I admire them for that. Now, this leads on to another thing. On Twitter, I found out that a girl that I'd been following anyway had been bullied so badly that she attempted suicide and was now in an enforced coma. That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago. A few days before, a girl called Mariah, who is also one of these Lovartics, did almost the same thing and was put into a coma. There is another one, and sounds really bad, but I don't actually know the name. But these are free people, that because of bullying have been that unhappy and they are now in comas. What the hell is wrong with the world? And these people aren't on the news, they're not splashed on the front covers of the press. There's just a small group on Twitter that know about these people, admire them, and support them. And bullying is way underestimated, and I can't stress that enough. Bullying is so underestimated. And things that bullies do, things that bullies say, they stick with you forever. And, it's so underestimated by just schools, everyone. Oh, it's fine. We've tapped them on the wrist. The bullies have been tapped on the wrist. It's all over. It's fine. Get on with it. No, it doesn't go away. It really doesn't. And the first girl I talked about is now out of a coma and doing very well. And I just think, what is wrong with the world when three people in 1 week? And this just happens that these three people have been found out. This probably happens every week. Every week. Possibly there's more every week. But just disgusted with some people in humanity, really. But God bless all those people in trouble and suffering like that. And yeah, they're in my prayers.